Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of Natural News, filling in for Alex today, who's on an airplane right now after suffering some kind of event with the TSA in Las Vegas. I don't know what exactly happened, but he is going to be covering that tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. So be sure to catch that tonight on PrisonPlanet.tv as we hear more from Alex about what really happened with the TSA in Nevada. That should be a fascinating story. I'm going to tune in myself and find out more details about that. We're joined in studio right now, wrapping up with Gwen Olson, author of Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. And I would just have a couple more minutes with Gwen here. We've been taking some calls. I'd like to. Are you okay to take another call or two?
Fine.
We've already had a couple of interesting callers, so let's see if we can up the ante here with even more. Stephen from Florida, thank you for holding. You're on the air with Gwen. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, my fellow terrorists.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, here we are. You found us.
Glenn, I wanted to say I am so glad that you're on here covering this topic. I'm an insurance agent, and I run into people all the time. I mean, I've seen seniors on 19 medications a day. It's ridiculous. I've got a niece that's on 6 of these psychotropic medications. And I'm trying to get her, you know, to get out of that whole system. But here's what I wanted to ask about. I had seen documentation. Alex has covered this in the past on his show. And I just wanted, as a former insider, I'm glad I can say former, and I know you are too. But the connections, because, you know, what I've seen is that basically the FDA is run by the pharmaceutical industry. They're all former executives and people within it. You know, that run that whole thing. But I've seen documentation to the fact that at the end of World War II, our so-called intelligence networks had a secretive covert operation called Operation Paperclip, where they secretly transported, smuggled these Nazi eugenicists out of Germany and transported them over here. And they're basically the ones that started the pharmaceutical industry. So what I wanted to say, and then I'd like you to respond to this, is that the issue here is not just money, although that is an issue. You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Make typify
that. I'm going to ask Gwen to go ahead and comment on that because we've only got a couple minutes left. That's a great question. You're right. You're right on the point here, Stephen. Go ahead, Gwen.
Okay, but exactly what was the question? It was so multifaceted.
Well, I think he's asking, do you agree with that assessment that Nazi Germany scientists were brought over and made part of the pharmaceutical
industry?
And that's
the absolute truth to that information. I've also seen all of that, yes.
What about the eugenics agenda?
The eugenics agenda, I do believe very much so that that's a big part of what the psychiatric drugging is all about. I believe that's what the vaccine industry is all about. I believe that's what a lot of it's all about. But, you know, it's not a subject matter that we broach frequently with the general public because people do not believe that this could be taking place. And what I'm trying to get people to do is do their own due diligence and their own discovery process that this is, in fact, what's taking place.
Well, well said, Gwen. And thank you, Stephen, for your question. You're right on the money on that one. Gwen, I want to thank you for your time here today.
I'd love to come back.
Well, we'd love to have you back. Again, the book is Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. Our guest has been Gwen Olson here on the Alex Jones Show. And we'll be talking to her again more in the future as things unfold in this industry. My name's Mike Adams. I'm filling in for Alex today. And if you stay with us, a lot more excitement and satire and real breaking news is coming up on the other side of this break. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, filling in for Alex today, who's in the air on an airplane right now. Coming back, he'll be joining us on InfoWars Nightly News tonight to give us some breaking news about his incident. I don't know what it is with the TSA in Las Vegas. Apparently something took place there, and we're going to find out about it tonight as Alex returns. I guess he'll be landing in Austin in a couple of hours, and then he'll be on the nightly news. That's the plan. So be sure to tune in on PrisonPlanet.tv for the nightly news. We just finished a segment with Gwen Olson, a former pharmaceutical insider. What a great segment. What a great woman that is. You know, it takes courage to give up a six-figure salary and tell the truth and make less money and help save children from the chemical poisoning of the pharmaceutical industry, and be willing to be criticized for it, and be willing to go out in the mainstream media and tell your truth, knowing that you're going to have an entire army of public relations trolls aligned against you, because the pharmaceutical industry hires PR companies to run online sort of like smash and grab operations. I don't know, a drive-by shootings, you might say, an online drive-by shooting. A drive-by blogging, maybe you could say. They hire companies to do that, and they run around trying to discredit everybody. Hey, they talked about that right here on InfoWars. Every time a video is posted from Alex, immediately there are 12 negative comments or negative votes just within 60 seconds. How does that happen? It's because these companies hire all these trolls to run around attacking people like me or people like Alex because, or people like Gwen, because we are willing to tell the truth. And that's why we are winning. That's why InfoWars is expanding like crazy. That's why InfoWars is having such success in reaching people and opening minds and raising awareness, because we are willing to tell the truth, even at the risk of being criticized. We don't care. We don't care if a bunch of paid PR trolls say that we're making stuff up. No, we're bringing you the actual truth, regardless of whatever consequences happen out there. I can sleep much better at night knowing that we're telling the truth rather than just doing something for money, which is what the pharmaceutical reps are doing. And we talked about the anthrax vaccine. Let me get into that segment. Here we have the Washington Post reporting that the anthrax vaccine's effectiveness in children stirs a debate. The White House is trying to decide whether they should inject children with this anthrax vaccine to determine if it works. And they think, well, this is a bioethics question. So they have a group of bioethicists, a bunch of advisors, who are trying to argue, yeah, we should use children as guinea pigs now because we might be able to save children in the future. If there is an anthrax attack in America, then we'll have a vaccine ready to inject into them. But the cost of doing that today is that we're going to have to probably sacrifice a few children today because, you know, the governments of the world, the big controllers, are always into child sacrifice. That goes back throughout history. They know some children might die. Some children might have permanent damage, neurological side effects, who knows what. But they are arguing that that's going to be worth it. Well, I say that's nonsense. That's complete nonsense. First of all, children aren't going to encounter anthrax just at the playground at school. There would have to be a bioterrorism attack in order to expose children to anthrax. And secondly, what's this idea? Who's going to make the money from this anyway? Of course, the pharmaceutical industries. So this is just another example of trying to use innocent children, the bodies of American children, to make more money for the pharmaceutical industry. And they're trying to justify it by saying, oh, this is ethical. We could save more lives in the future by sacrificing a few now. Isn't that what every tyrant throughout history has always said? Isn't that the entire eugenics movement in a nutshell? Yeah, we can save the human race by sacrificing a few people today, making them infertile or just outright killing them, and then the human race will be better. That's what they say. Yeah, that's what the whole eugenicist movement is all about. But my question about this is, how do you know if the vaccine really worked? Suppose they inject these children with this anthrax vaccine, this experimental vaccine, the same one they injected into the soldiers in the Gulf War, many of which are suffering serious neurological side effects, you know, Gulf War syndrome. And that's a big deal. That's real. You can't call all these soldiers liars. They are really experiencing these symptoms. But how do you know if this even works? Are they going to take the children, inject them with the vaccines, and then expose them to anthrax and find out how many live and how many die? I mean, or how would you know if it's even effective? But I have another theory. I think the measure of effectiveness is not how many lives it saves. I think the real measure of effectiveness is how many children it injures so that they can become future customers of the pharmaceutical industry. You see, this is the main point of vaccines today. It's not really to protect you from the flu. You can protect yourself from the flu with vitamin D. You can protect yourself with good nutrition, with sunlight, with basic immune boosting strategies that are very easy, very safe, very effective. The point of vaccines is to make you a victim. It is to trap you in the medical system, so that you have kidney problems, so that you have liver disorders, so that you have a neurological problem that requires more treatment, or cancers that require more treatment down the road. That treatment pays big bucks. The drug industry knows that the more kids they can get vaccinated today, the more money they're going to make from those children when they grow up and become adults seeking health care, so-called health care. So, and we know this is true. The Institute of Medicine, even in its report, and by the way, it is a pro-vaccine organization, it admitted that the MMR vaccines contain live measles viruses, okay? It admitted that those vaccines cause measles in some children. It admitted that there are side effects. And again, this is an organization that usually covers for the vaccine industry. But now, to make things even crazier, check this out. Where is this? The media is pushing the success of the experimental GlaxoSmithKline malaria vaccine, but they're ignoring the deadly side effects. You see, yeah, they're saying this malaria vaccine is a big success now. It's all a spin story. It's all a hoax. It's not really a success because you've got the side effects. You see, yeah, okay, if the vaccine is effective, it might reduce malaria by some percentage, but what about the increase in the percentage of those people suffering neurological side effects? What about the kidney failure? What about the cancers? What about the adjuvants that are used in these vaccines that cause brain damage, that cause inflammation of the brain? What about the increases in the cases of Alzheimer's down the road? So you prevent maybe 5% of the malaria cases today, and then you have a 40% increase in Alzheimer's and cancer and diabetes. They call that a success. Of course it's a success to the pharmaceutical industry because, again, they make money off the long term when you stay sick. And vaccines are designed to keep you sick. We know that. That's the truth. That's what we're going to keep saying right here on the Alex Jones Show, no matter what. I tell you what, these companies, crimes against humanity, that's what we are dealing with. All right, let me get back on track with what we have going on. We have coming up on November 1, and I want to encourage you to get involved with this. And, Jaron, I hate to keep asking you to do stuff, but can you bring up rawmilkfreedomriders.com? And for those of you on the radio, you can't see this, but that's the website, rawmilkfreedomriders.com. It's a nonprofit, non-commercial website. This is a site that's focused on this event coming up November 1, where a bunch of moms who are really fed up with the FDA's criminality of raw milk, they are going to buy milk in Maryland. I believe in Pennsylvania, and they're gonna drive it across the state line. Not Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. Look at the website. Here we go. They're gonna buy milk. They're gonna cross the state line with it, which is a federal crime according to the FDA. And then they're gonna drink that raw milk, and they're gonna give it to their children right in front of the FDA headquarters on November 1. And you are invited. Guess who else is gonna be there? Adam Kokesh. From RT, from Adam versus the Man. He is riding along with the moms to be part of this Raw Milk Freedom Riders. Guess who else is going to be there? Another GCN radio host, Robert Scott Bell, is going to be there reporting live. Maybe he can call into the show here. I don't know. And if there's anything interesting going on that day, they could be arrested at the border. They could have their vehicles confiscated. They could be arrested for feeding raw milk to their children in front of the FDA headquarters. Could be TSA agents swarming the area. The time and location, November 1, 12 noon. The location is the FDA headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland. That's on New Hampshire Avenue. The FDA headquarters, right across the street from the FDA headquarters, is where all this is going down. A bunch of raw milk criminals are going to drink milk. This is a Gandhi-like moment for raw milk in America. It's like the salt march to collect salt under the tyranny of the British Empire. But now we're going to drink raw milk under the tyranny of the FDA in America. And by the way, joining us coming up at the bottom of this hour is Liz Rietjig, who is going to give us a lot more details about this event. But the bottom line is you are invited. You are invited. Come join the event. Get your cameras rolling. You see, the tyrants, when you have enough mass of people there, especially people with video cameras, the tyrants back off. They're like cockroaches. They hate the light. They hate that. They will flee, and they'll just try to ignore the whole event. So we'll be able to pull it off as a great success. But we're going to go up against these tyrants in America and say it is outrageous that transporting raw milk across state lines is a crime in America today, while the Fed paying trillions of dollars through the Treasury to these corrupt elite global banksters, that's legal? Really? You can give them our money, but we can't drink raw milk? Are you kidding me? Well, stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. Got a lot more to cover on the other side of this break. This is Mike Adams filling in. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Money.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. Big Berkey WaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, Big Berkey WaterFilters.com now offers great tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey WaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey WaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Here on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us. Wow, we already had a hard-hitting show and a lot more coming up. As I alluded to in the last segment, we've got Liz Rietzig coming on to join us at the bottom of the hour, just a few minutes away, to talk about the Raw Milk Freedom Riders event taking place in just a few days. It's happening in front of the FDA headquarters. They're going to be chugging raw milk there. Sort of like Gandhi led his people to on the salt march to go collect salt saying, you know, hey, the British Empire cannot prevent us from harvesting our own salt. It's a basic human right, right? Of course it is. Just like the basic human right of drinking whatever kind of milk you want to drink or choosing what kind of food you would like to consume. You know, and look, here's the issue on this. We are not saying that we want to force everybody in America to drink raw milk. Frankly, I don't even drink raw milk. I don't drink any milk. That's just not part of my diet. But if I were to choose a milk, it would be a raw milk for sure. But I just don't drink milk. It's just, I mean, it's a personal choice. You see, I believe in freedom of choice. We here at InfoWars believe in freedom, the freedom to choose what you want to eat. And we say that American consumers should have the free choice to choose, okay, if you want the homogenized, pasteurized, factory-made, hormone-injected, antibiotic-contaminated milk in a plastic bisphenol A carton, you can buy that. That's your choice. But if you don't want that, if you want unpasteurized, unhomogenized, non-processed, non-antibiotic-ridden, whatever, milk, if you want it raw, if you want it fresh from a farm in a glass jug like the way they used to sell it, that should be your choice too, you see. That's the difference between people who believe in liberty versus people who believe in tyranny. The tyrants say, we, the government, we're going to choose for you, for your safety, for your own safety. We're going to fumigate your almonds. We're going to irradiate your spinach. We're going to force you to pasteurize your milk, and we're going to criminalize everybody who doesn't follow what we say. Those are the thoughts of tyrants. The liberty-minded people, people who really believe in freedom, say, no, we have the choice as long as we are made aware. Why not put a warning label on it if the FDA is so concerned that raw milk is going to be so deadly dangerous for people, which it isn't, but that's their screwy line. But if they're so concerned, why not put a little warning, just mandate a little warning label? Warning, the consumption of unpasteurized milk may contain living bacteria. Well, yeah, we want that. That's the point. That's why we buy that stuff, because we want it to be living. We don't want everything dead. We don't want all dead food in our bodies, which make dead bodies. You know, why is the FDA crying over spilt milk, so to speak? Sorry, it's insane. They put warning labels on mercury in fish. If you go to a sushi restaurant, they have a warning there that says what? Warning, the consumption of uncooked raw fish may be associated with some risk of, I don't know, contamination. I don't know the exact language, but they put a warning label on that. Hey, they put warning labels on cigarettes. Warning, you smoke the cigarette, you might get lung cancer, but they still let you buy it. They still let you buy it. And I actually agree with that. I don't smoke. I don't advocate smoking, but I think that American citizens under the Bill of Rights in a nation, in a land of the free, should have the choice to buy things that they want to consume, even if those things may not be great for them, for their health. You know, and frankly, I think smoking an actual tobacco leaf that isn't processed, that isn't made with all those chemical contaminants, like the way the American Indians used to do it, is not that bad for you. Not compared to getting injected with vaccines that have aluminum in them. That's way worse for your health than smoking actual tobacco leaf without all the processed additives. I mean, the main reason cigarettes are dangerous is not because of the tobacco. It's because all the junk they put in them. I mean, if you inhale smoke from toxic additives, that's bad for you. Anyway, the FDA lets you buy that stuff as long as it's got a label on it, so why not raw milk? So that's the whole point of the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. And again, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by Liz Rietzig to go over that. A couple more breaking news items for you today. Cell phone towers are damaging the biological systems of birds, insects, and humans. This is from Activist Post. The electromagnetic radiation, yet more research about that and how it's damaging animal systems. Remember that experiment where they put cell phones under beehives? And then when the cell phone was transmitting a call, the bees, their little bee dance got all confused and they started going crazy and they couldn't find their food and the colonies actually suffered as a result. Yeah, electromagnetic radiation, it disrupts biological systems. More research coming out on that. More knowledge of why cell phones holding them up to your head is a bad idea for your health. Well, a lot more ahead here on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams filling in. Stay with us on the other side. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. The perfect storm is brewing for a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. I like this music selection today, guys. Always keeping us on our toes with something interesting to listen to. We need some Christmas music, you know? I started seeing Christmas gifts already. I mean, Christmas decorations in the stores. It's not even Halloween. I'm not even past the Grim Reaper at the CVS pharmacy yet, and now I'm seeing Christmas stuff. How about some sleigh bells ringing in the next segment? That'd be funny. All right. As promised, we're going to be joined in this segment by Liz Rietzig. She is the co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition and is also a chapter leader with the Weston A. Price Foundation, which has been a really important nonprofit group covering this whole raw milk food freedom issue. Remember, folks, this isn't really about raw milk. Raw milk is just the traction point. This is where we're gaining traction on this issue, the leverage point, you might say. It's really about all your food freedom choices. It's about whether or not you, your children, your grandchildren will have the right and the freedom to choose what they want to eat in America for generations to come. This raw milk issue is simply the pivotal issue that is going to set precedent. And in order to help restore and protect our freedoms, Liz Rietzig and many other people have put together this Raw Milk Freedom Riders event taking place November 1. That's right. A bunch of raw milk smuggling moms are going to face off against the FDA. Sounds like an Ultimate Fighting Championship episode. Raw milk moms versus the FDA. Okay. Liz, are you with us on the phone now?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Liz. Thank you for joining us. It's great to have you on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule. I know you've been working hard on organizing this event, getting moms together, getting the press to the event. Can you give us an overview? How's it shaping up now? It's only a few days away. What's it looking like in terms of publicity and press coverage so far?
Well, we've gotten a fair amount of press coverage on the lead up to the event. And of course, it's going to be pivotal to get a lot of press coverage the day of. And so it's always a challenge getting them out there, but hopefully we will with the coverage that we've gotten so far. Planning it has gone wonderfully. People are really stepping up. I'm really pleased to see how many people from across the country, and moms especially, are coming to the D.C. area specifically for this event. It's wonderful.
Well, that's great to hear. And I know we've got, again, Adam Kokesh from RT has said he's going to be there riding along. We've got Robert Scott Bell from the GCN radio network, same network as Alex here. He's going to be an embedded reporter. I wonder if he's going to wear a flak jacket, you know, just in case the FDA brings guns.
Well, maybe he'd be better off with a raincoat in case anybody spilled milk on him.
Yeah, exactly. That's the deal. This is about milk, and you mentioned off your milk and cookies. Are they going to be dipping the milk in the cookies? That sounds very like criminal activity.
Right. Well, yeah, once we bring the milk from Pennsylvania into Maryland, we'll drive all the way straight to the FDA headquarters in Silver Spring, and there we'll meet with other families and other individuals who are there to support the effort, and we'll be passing out milk and cookies. Great American tradition.
Wow. Wow, passing out milk and cookies. I had a little slip up there. I'm dipping the cookies in the milk, not the other way around. But I imagine you could do a lot of dangerous things with milk there on November 1. You could have like water guns loaded with milk. You could have milk squirt gun fights. That could be an act of terrorism.
Yeah, we'll probably just stick to drinking it.
Just drinking it?
Of course, dipping our cookies in it.
Are you going to drink it out of an alcohol chugging bong type device? Is that what you're going to do, you criminals?
No, actually, that's a little risque for the moms involved. It'll just be a straight up paper cups and milk and cookies.
All right. So milk and cookies, and this is milk that was milked from a cow, a few hours earlier or the day before? What's the schedule on
It'll
that?
It'll be milk from the day of and possibly the day before.
Ah, okay. So fresh milk might
nice
still be warm, in fact.
Well, no, they're going to cool it.
Oh, okay.
We'll get it cool.
You're going to have chilled milk. Again, the website is rawmilkfreedomriders.com. If you want to be part of this, you are welcome to join. Liz, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think, is the FDA going to just try to ignore this because they know this is bad press if they arrest these moms? Or do you think they're going to actually stop everybody and say, halt, criminals, and with your raw milk smuggling across state line? What do you think is going to go on?
Well, the most likely scenario is, of course, that they'll try their best to just totally ignore us.
Yeah.
And that would be fine because we're going to have a really jolly time coming across the state lines, driving down 95 with a caravan of raw milk mothers and letting everybody know what we're doing and then going straight to FDA headquarters and having milk and cookies on a beautiful autumn afternoon. So they're probably going to try to ignore us. That's the most likely. And if they do, we'll have a great time with it afterwards in the press. If they say it's so dangerous, why are they ignoring it?
Well, that's the thing. Now, if they ignore it, aren't they setting a precedent that they are ignoring serious crimes taking place in America? Didn't Max Kane, another raw milk advocate or a food freedom advocate, I saw a YouTube video where he called the FDA and he tried to report this future crime. And it took him
he did.
Go ahead, Liz.
He reported it right to John Sheehan, who is the head of some department there controlling milk, and he left a message on John Sheehan's voicemail about it. So it will be interesting to see how they respond or if they choose to not respond.
I want to see a Photoshop poster of Janet Napolitano with a raw milk mustache that says, if you see something, say something. That's what I...
You know, that's interesting, too, because we have those signs all over the D.C. area with a phone number.
Oh, you do? Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, so if they ignore you, if they ignore it, which is likely to happen, because that's what, remember the TSA on that day that was supposed to be the opt-out day, so the TSA turned off all the scanners, and then the mainstream media reported, well, nobody protested. Well, gee, I wonder, because they turned them off. I mean, they know how to play these games. So the FDA will likely ignore you. But then they're saying, well, obviously this is okay to do because I guess they're just going to selectively prosecute it, right? So if they can get you off camera behind the scenes at your own ranch, then they're going to bring in the tyranny. But if you're doing it out in public, they're going to say, that's no big deal. Hands off.
Right. It will set a precedent either way.
All right. Well, if the raw milk moms are allowed to drink their milk, and are they going to have their kids are there too, right?
Right. A lot of us will be bringing our children and giving them the milk right there, even though the FDA has strong language around that.
Ooh, you're not supposed to feed your kids actual raw milk. I mean, that's a whole different level of child abuse, I think.
Well, they call it playing Russian roulette.
Okay. Maybe they'll have Child Protective Services to greet you there on the highway. Take away your kids. How dare you feed them raw, wholesome milk? You got to feed them microwave macaroni and cheese if you want the state to approve of your child's nutrition. And hey, maybe they'll have roadside vaccination points for you right there, too.
Oh, that would be great. You know, we all need those.
All right. Liz, are you up to taking some phone calls from some folks who might be interested? They might have some comments on this.
Sure, absolutely.
Guys, can you fire that up? I'd like to take some calls perhaps in the next, well, maybe in this segment, maybe the next segment. If you're interested in calling and you got a comment on this or a question for Liz, call us at 1-800-259-9231 and please be on topic with this. This is about the Raw Milk Freedom Riders taking place November 1, just coming up in a few days. All these moms are going to be smuggling. They're going to be raw milk smugglers like Han Solo in the Millennium Falcon. He had his little smuggling compartments. You might not know this, Liz, because this is a guy thing, you know, Millennium Falcon, smuggling. Well, maybe he could have had raw milk in there. Maybe they should remake Star Wars with raw milk.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of parallels. There really are.
Okay, if this is a success, what's the next step? What do you plan to do after this?
Well, I guess it depends on what response we get, if any, from the FDA. If they ignore us, there are definitely plans to continue this type of action. It's very needed right now where people are directly challenging the FDA on their abuse of us and abuse of tax dollars and just how gargantuan they've gotten as an agency, and they're just stripping us all of our rights. So there's definite plans to continue this type of action.
Well, first of all, I want to give out your website, farmfoodfreedom.org. That's farmfoodfreedom.org. So if you're listening, you want to check that out, go to that website. You'll learn a lot more there. It's up on the screen for those of you watching the simulcast on prisonplanet.tv. But Liz, I mean, what do you have against LA County and their expenditure of millions of dollars to hire spies and infiltrators to take covert video images of customers members at Rawson Foods who are acquiring raw milk? I mean, isn't that a good use of taxpayer money?
Oh, it's absurd. And the same thing happened here in Maryland with our buying club. The FDA implanted an undercover spy to spy on us for a year and a half because we were getting milk directly from a farm in Pennsylvania, and they didn't like that. So your tax dollars, hard at work, spying on an Amish farmer and a few of his customers.
Well, you know, again, how dare the Amish think that they can subsist without government telling them what to do and what to think and how to act and what to buy? You know, how dare they? All this independent thinking, this is very, very dangerous for the empire, which, of course, has to shove the foods down our throats that it wants us to eat. I figure, you know, hey, before long, with all the people dying from the vaccines, we might be eating Soylent Green.
That's kind of a scary thought there.
Yeah, well... Hey, what are they going to do with, well, I'm not even going to go there. That gets pretty gross. Let's get back on track. with Raw Milk Freedom. What, rawmilkfreedomriders.com. What else, Liz, should people know about this upcoming event or how they can participate in it?
Well, we're having a caravan of mothers going from Maryland into Pennsylvania, getting raw milk, and then driving back to Maryland, crossing the state borders, and we've told the FDA where we're crossing the line, so they're welcome to meet us there if they want. And then we're going straight to the FDA headquarters in Silver Spring, where we will be holding a peaceful demonstration and passing out the milk and cookies. Our request, we have two requests with this specific event. One is to change that ban on interstate commerce. The other request is that they stop going after our farmers aggressively. Just stop. There's no place on one of our independent family farms for guns and federal marshals. There's just no place for them.
Yeah, they do. They bring guns to the scene. I mean, they hire federal marshals, and they hire really sort of hit squads to bring firearms and flak jackets, you know, Kevlar vests and helmets and the whole get-up.
And they refuse to have a conversation with us. Raw milk supporters and advocates have been emailing and calling and requesting meetings with FDA and state-level health departments and ag departments for years now, and they refuse to have dialogue with us on this. The end result is they say, because we said so, that's it. It is not open for debate. And then the FDA just refuses to engage, except when they come onto our farms and our buying clubs and our co-ops with guns.
Well, that's a form of conversation. I mean, how can you say they're not conversing with you when they bring it? They're bringing, you know, 9mm rounds. That's sort of a message.
Indeed, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very much a message. Now, this sounds really to me sort of like an Occupy the FDA type of movement. I like that. I think we should have an Occupy the FDA kind of revolt. I think we will. By the way, I think it'll get bigger and bigger down the road as more people realize what's really going on.
I totally agree. And I think of raw milk as sort of a gateway food, because once people realize the propaganda around raw milk and they realize the true health benefits of it, that opens up, for a lot of people, opens up whole new doors that they never knew existed, and opens their minds to exploring other things that the government is telling us and lying to us about, and gives people a whole new realization. Well, if they can lie to us about milk, what else are they lying to us about?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a pretty long list. We don't have time to cover all that right here on the show. What about the criticism so far? I know that some of the organized trolls out there, the on-the-payroll, the FDA spies, the infiltrators, you know, the evil miscreants of death and dead foods, they've been taking pot shots at you and me and others about this. What are you hearing so far? What are their lame attempts to try to shoot this thing down before it even gets going?
Oh, I haven't seen any of that. I don't know.
Well, good. Good. Well, maybe that's because they know you're armed with your milk squirt guns that you're bringing to the scene there. No joke on that. You could be arrested as terrorists if you bring that to the scene. But I've seen cases where people are saying, you know, this is about saving. The FDA has to save children's lives, so it has to have food standards. Why can't we have food standards? What's your response to that criticism?
Well, you know, I have five little children, and so I've gone through five pregnancies, and during any of the pregnancies, I could drink into oblivion or smoke or be around secondhand smoke or any of these horrible choices, and I have that choice, but yet I don't have the choice to go and get fresh milk for myself and my children and bring it back and give it to them, and you know, I could feed my children soda pop, lollipops, and fast food all day long. Perfectly acceptable. In fact, they would probably prefer that. But yet, they don't want me to choose raw milk. All of a sudden, that's the big no-no.
No, this isn't the only thing. I've covered cases of raw food vegans who are feeding their children a lot of juice and vegetable juice and fresh juices, and they get visited by Child Protective Services and said, well, that diet's unhealthy. You got to feed your kid junk food, and you got to take them out to, you know, places like McDonald's, which is booming in the economy now. You got to feed them junk foods because that's considered mainstream health. That's what the state wants your kids to eat, and if you don't do that, you're a bad parent. Bad parent.
Right.
it's pretty insane.
We can choose these options, but yet they don't want to let us choose the healthy option.
Well, but what else? I mean, they want to control every area of your child's health. They want to control what you inject your child with in terms of vaccines, what your child can drink, what your child can eat, what your child can think through public education and mainstream television. I mean, where does this end? You know, this is why I'm glad that you're standing up, Liz, and taking this fight for freedom right to the front lines.
Yeah, and you know, there's a whole bunch of really pissed off moms about this.
Well, they have a right to be.
Yes, exactly.
This is a big issue. Well, hopefully, okay, all of you who are listening, maybe a lot of husbands are listening right now, talk to your wives, get them out there to join this Raw Milk Freedom Riders event taking place November 1. It's going to be a caravan of vehicles. This is going to have major press coverage. Now, I don't know, the mainstream media might try to ignore it because they don't want you to know the truth about this. They don't want you to have options. They don't want you to have freedom. They want you to be obedient. Don't think for yourself. But we are going to give it mainstream coverage here on InfoWars, on my website, naturalnews.com as well. All over the alternative news community, you're going to be hearing about this issue. This is a Gandhi-like moment for food freedom in America. Liz, can you stay with us for one more segment?
Yep.
All right, we'll take calls on the other side of this break. Get your phone lines warmed up. Have your questions ready for Liz. We'll be right back here on The Alex Jones Show. Thanks for listening in so far. A lot more on the other side of this break.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ira Hayes.
Yeah, welcome back on this Tuesday here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex, who will be back in Austin tonight with some breaking information about his I don't know, what do you want to call it? An event, something, an encounter, something that took place with the TSA in Vegas, probably accosted him, probably, you know, violated his personal space or something. That's not okay. They should know who Alex Jones is. You know, the guy is the best, is the patriot of America today. He is the last person. They should give him a gun to go on the airplane and shoot terrorists. I mean, they should be like, you're an air marshal now. Just get on there and defend Americans, because that's what he does every day, is he defends Americans. They should, you know, give him some frangible ammo and a little bit of training. You want to make the airplane safe? I mean, I'm telling you, just take all the ex-cops or active cops, take active military duty people, just let them fly with their firearms and frangible ammo. The terrorists would never try anything. I'm sorry, I'm getting off target. I'm getting off track here. We have Liz Rietzig joining us right now. She is the co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, a chapter leader with the Weston A. Price Foundation. And we've got some callers lined up to ask some questions. By the way, Liz, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off track with my air security commentary.
But, that was interesting.
Terrorists don't like people with firearms. That's for sure. They always strike the areas where they know everybody's disarmed, like the line to go into airport security. It's like it's a big, juicy terror target. Okay, enough of that. Let's go to Randy in Ohio. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, man.
Good, good. Hi, Randy. I didn't catch your name. Hi, Liz. I caught your name. I didn't catch the host name, but I listen all the time to Alex. You know, the fact is, what I wanted to bring up is that from the time my grandmother had a cow, her name was Bossy, and from the time I was 9 years old until I was 17, we had 5 gallons of milk about every, at least twice a week that came into our house. And when it was cold in the winter, we put it out on the back porch to keep it cold because we had 5 gallon buckets of it. I drank this milk every day. I would come home and Bossy was great because she not only provided for us, she provided for 3 other families. She produced about 12 gallons, from my memory as a child, about 12 gallons of milk a day. And
how are you still alive, Randy? According to the FDA, you should have died a long time ago from that dangerous milk.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. And you know what I did? I was I'm kind of a little chemist, so, you know, I said, wait a minute, it's milk, and I'd look on top of that bucket, and there would be maybe 30 to 40% of that was pure cream.
Yeah.
And so I'd take it and I'd skim that cream off when we'd get the gallons of milk, and then I'd take it and put it in the blender, and I'd run it in the blender for about 10 minutes, and, you know, it'd turn into nice little gold nuggets, and I'd make fresh butter, and then I'd press out the buttermilk from it and, you know, make...
Well, right on. Real honest food in America. I'm glad. Yeah, you are exactly right on, Randy. I'm glad you shared. Do you have a question for Liz?
No, I'm a terrorist. I'm a terrorist because I was actually taking whole natural food, and turning it into the products that we get every day from the store that isn't nearly as natural as that.
Yeah, dare you, Randy? I'm sorry to cut you off, but we are going to a break here, and but good comments, Randy. Thank you for your call. Very, very valuable story there from your childhood. I want to thank you, Liz, for joining us today. A lot of great information from you. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we enjoyed having you on. And folks, the website is farmfoodfreedom.org if you want to hear more about that event, and rawmilkfreedomriders.com. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.